When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and we know you have a lot of questions about retirement. That is why we're here. Eric has some fantastic ideas for your retirement. Of course, we want you to remember his phone number. It's 800-454-1184. Pretty easy to remember. It's an 800 number, 454-1184. You'll be hearing about Eric's blueprint to worryless wealth. Getting this blueprint could help you with some of your very concerns you're having about retirement. And if there's something you'd like to specifically address, reach out to us at 800-454-1184, or you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, here we are again together. Good to be with you.
Yeah, Luann, it's always good to be helping the listeners really kind of get an idea of what should you be doing today and what would be the next steps and how to really have a plan. I mean, we all spend so much time thinking about, you know, vacations or home improvement projects or other things like that, but it is amazing how few people really take a lot of time to spend on their financial plan, which ironically would help them get more home improvements done and more vacations, right? So,
exactly.
So hopefully we can fix that today.
Right. We've all been caught off guard at some point. And it makes me think of the deer in the headlight. Look, you know, when you're driving down the highway and there's that deer right out in the middle of the road and it just freezes. It doesn't know what to do. This happens in life when everything hits you at once and you kind of just have that paralyzed feeling. And I want to talk about that right now, Eric. How does analysis paralysis impact people who need to be making decisions about retirement, but they're not doing it?
Well, ironically, I guess I should throw in there that my youngest son is now the patrol leader for his deer in the headlights patrol for Boy Scouts. But
oh boy.
So I kept asking him, are you the chief deer or are you the one who leads them to the headlights? But a lot of people do have analysis paralysis. I mean, I've recently was working with somebody who was, we were helping them with some long-term care solutions, some options versus buying the traditional long-term care. And there's some way better options out there. And they're like, well, hold it. You know, the first numbers you gave us were this, and why are they now this? Well, let's see. You've had a birthday since then. You now told us more about your medical information. Oh, yeah, and the company had a rate change 4 months ago. We've been talking about this for almost a year. It's kind of like, well, why is my mortgage rate different? You know, I applied a year and a half ago, and you know, or something like that, right? You know, things change over time, and then people are shocked that, well, hold it. But I was looking at this, and now you've changed it? It's like, no, yeah, you need to take some action. And I don't know what it is. I mean, financial decisions always have a lot of emotional baggage kind of tied to them. So sometimes it can be very tough to make some decisions. But yeah, that analysis paralysis part can really, really, really harm you in the long run. And also, some of it's the fault of the financial industry, too. I mean, I remember when I first started in the business in the early 90s, back then, FMC, which is now United Defense, but they had a very complicated 401k. They had guaranteed investment, stock, and bond, right? Three options, right? I mean, you know, how nice and simple is that? You look at most people's 401ks now, I don't know, they probably have a low end of 20 to 30 options and maybe up to 50 or 60. It's kind of like going to the store and, you know, somebody says, give me some peanut butter and there's 50 versions of it on the shelf. Which one do you buy? That's the hard part. So yeah, having a plan is important, but definitely getting off of that analysis and just taking action. I mean, there's a great thing called imperfect action. And I love that phrase. And it's just more about if you can get 80% of the stuff done, it doesn't matter if 100% was right. As long as 80% of it got done, you know, then usually it kind of almost the momentum and stuff will get the rest done.
I love that. Imperfect action. Just do it. Just get started. Yeah. I do think some people put off planning because they're scared of what, you know, of how hard it's going to be, right? I mean, we all kind of just avoid things because of that. So, Eric, can you talk about your office and what people can expect when they come in to meet with you and your team?
Well, of course, they don't even have to come in anymore, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it can be virtual, it can be on the phone, so it could be a Zoom call, it could be a in person, or you know, in our office. And you know, of course, we've got all the safety protocols and all that fun stuff set up. But, you know, the biggest difference with coming in and having somebody to talk to, we're not really a therapist. You know, I often kind of almost wish I'd taken some more psychology classes for sure, especially maybe marriage and family counseling for some couples that you work with.
I bet.
You know, really the main issue is when you're sitting down with somebody and you have another set of eyes, you know, it's always better. It's just like when you lost something and somebody else walks up and goes, it's right behind you, and you feel stupid. And, you know, and it's just because sometimes you just overlook that or you didn't see that. And lots of times it's also just you don't know what you don't know. And until somebody tells you that, I mean, I'm amazed at how many people say, oh, I've got a great tax person. I've got this great tax person. And yet they're missing out on all these ways to have tax-free money building up. And their tax person's never talked to them about it. I'm like, you said you have a really good tax person. Why haven't they brought this up? And they have no answer for me. Lots of times you think you may have one set of, you know, situation, but, you know, it may be actually different. So, you know, really when people come in with us, it's more just, let's have a worry less wealth talk. Let's find out what your concerns are, what your goals are, and let's how can we make you worry less about your money? And then we follow up with actually a strategy session where we actually show you what that blueprint is that you have currently. So even though you don't think you have a plan, you do have a plan, even if the plan was no plan. So I kind of equate it for the same as if you're driving down the freeway, you are heading somewhere. It may or may not be the right direction, but you are heading somewhere. And so we will tell you which way you're headed. Not if it's right or wrong. We'll just tell you, hey, here's where you're headed. Here's the issues that you got. Here's some things you should probably fix. And then we leave it up to the client and say, okay, it's up to you. Do you want to take any action? Do you want to have us help you? Do you want to do it on your own? But you know, that's when we leave it up to you to make that decision. So it's a very low-key kind of process. And what we've been doing is we've been waiving our planning fee, which is usually $1,000 to $1,500 at least. Main reason for that is just we want to make sure people get this information. So I'd rather, you know, spend a little bit of time. And yeah, some people may not be the right fit for us and may not be a great clients for us. So that may or may not work, but at least we'll give them that information. But for a lot of people, they are people we can help. And once we have that information, once we show them that plan and we can say, hey, look, you know, here's how you can do it. Oh, you can actually retire sooner. Or at least you can say, you know, these are some changes you can make, and then you'll be able to retire a lot quicker than you thought you would have been. So there's all sorts of situations that come up. But again, if you want to take action on this and you want to set up a time, all you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message and we'll give you a call back. And we'll set up a time to talk. Again, it could be on the phone, Zoom, or in person. 800-454-1184. Again, you can call us at 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, when we retire, we're not going to have that paycheck coming in. So it's Eric's goal to help you have a worry-less wealth retirement. And, you know, retirement is a new phase of life, and we all know anything new can be terrifying. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can change up your routine to get you ready for retirement. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer, and Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through retirement successfully. All right, Eric, I have a very private question to ask you right now. How do you take your coffee?
That's a tricky one for me because I don't.
Oh, you don't take coffee.
No, I'm a big tea drinker. So so I have a lot of special order, a bunch of different loose leaf teas.
Okay, very health. It's more of a health thing, right? Isn't it?
Yep, a lot healthier and stuff, and gives you some steady caffeine throughout the day, and kind of helps you avoid soda and stuff like that.
Now let me ask you this: what if you are somewhere where you can't get your teas? Then what do you do?
No, it's always tougher. Yeah, definitely. And a lot of times you can get at least, you know, you can get iced tea or something.
Okay. But, yeah. Sometimes we have to change up our things. And we're all creatures of habit, and it's tough to do. I know for me, you know, I take my coffee a certain way. I like to have my cream. I like to have my sugar. But if I go somewhere and I don't have that, then it's kind of ruining my morning right in the beginning, you know. So when you're getting closer to retirement, you should honestly, seriously change some things up. And that's where I'm going with this. Why is it so important to break out of our routine when it comes to planning for retirement?
Well, you know, retirement is kind of the polar opposite of what you've been doing for your whole life. And people just don't really fully get that. So, you know, when you're building up money, you know, trying to take, you know, whatever you can, put it away, squirrel it away, right? Get those points in the scoreboard higher and higher as your 401k or IRA balances get bigger. You know, a lot of things don't really matter. I mean, they matter. It sucks when you lose money or when the markets go down and such, right? But it doesn't matter to your day-to-day living because you're not living off that money. But once you hit retirement, everything flips around. That's when you really care about those certain situations. If things are dropping or things are, you know, tanking out. I mean, I remember one client that was going to do this epic, huge cruise for like 6 or 8 weeks and stuff like that. And then he had a problem with one of his rental properties. And of course, he didn't want to pay for having a manager. So he had to cancel his kind of trip of a lifetime he planned just to take care of his rental property, you know. And It's things like that where, you know, if he had had a regular job still and stuff, he would have had the cash flow, but, you know, he needed to handle this and all this stuff. But, you know, that's why we have to start really planning differently. Because when you're in that withdrawal phase, distribution phase, when you're taking money out, that's when that routine totally changes around. And so, yeah, when you start planning for that retirement, you really need to be thinking about how that money is going to come out and make sure it's coming out the right way or, you know, it won't taste so good, right?
Right. So can you dig a little bit deeper and tell us what are the things that are going to change with our money as we get into retirement? Obviously, no more paycheck.
Yeah. So the biggest thing that's confusing for, I think, a lot of people that they don't necessarily get is that whole replacement of the paycheck. And it's not as easy as, you know, it once was where you worked for, you know, 30 years and got the gold watch and got the lifetime income and you're, you know, pretty much set and just use whatever you saved up for buying the boat or, you know, having fun or whatever, right? And now it's all about where did you put your money? How do you get the money back out? And so it's typically for most people, it's going to be lots of little checks create that paycheck. So you're not going to get one set paycheck anymore. So say, you do your math and you say, okay, hey, we need, you know, whatever the number is, $7,000 a month to live on. And maybe you've got $3,000 coming from Social Security. So now you get $4,000 you got to take out of someplace. And maybe some from your IRA, some from your Roth, some from your regular monies. And all those other little checks need to add up to that $4,000 so you can live on it, right? So that's the biggest difference in retirement is you get to pick how and when, and even what tax you get to pay when you design your paycheck. So it's very strange in the sense that when you're working, you know, you just get it, right? You just get the paycheck and it keeps coming and comes on a certain time. And, you know, there's not much changes that you do to it other than, you know, changing your retirement funding or something, or if you get a raise or whatever. But the big difference there is, now you got to create that paycheck, and it's a huge difference for people, and it's always a little scary.
Right. So when you are meeting with somebody, when they come in and they're making that transition from working years to retirement, what are the questions that you ask them to gather the information that you need?
Well, obviously all the hard stuff, or, you know, hard facts, you know, it's not just the facts, ma'am, kind of thing. But we do need those. But really, when we're talking in a meeting, I kind of almost ignore those. I really kind of get those for when we're doing the analysis. The more critical thing for me is more of, you know, what do you want to do? You know, a lot. Sometimes people have no idea, right? They just go, I don't want to be working for this guy anymore, or I don't want to be working at this company anymore. So, all right, well, then what? You know, what do those days look like? What does that perfect weekend look like? What does that perfect week look like? And obviously, a lot of us can name trips we want to do and things that we want to do, but what about the rest, right? And so, you know, that's one of the big things is, you know, finding out what they want to do, where they want to do it. I would say probably getting close to maybe a third of my clients end up retiring where their grandkids live.
Yeah, sure.
By the way, their kids actually live there too, but they don't notice that.
Yeah, just the grandkids.
Just they only notice the grandkids. And so that sometimes may be something that they never planned. They may have never planned to move or may have never planned to be in that particular state, but hey, that's where the grandkids, you know, are, and we want to be there for them and so forth. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that just to start thinking that, having that process to think about what should you be doing, what are you going to be, what life's going to be like. And lots of times, I mean, it's almost never, I'm going to sit on the rocking chair in the front porch and, you know, the old stereotypical retirement. Moreover than not, it's more of a, hey, I want to go do this job for fun, or I love this one nonprofit and I want to just work for them and, you know, and not have to get a check or something. And, you know, or I want to retire early and go get a job that's 9 to 5 that at 5, I literally turn off my email and I don't check it till 9 the next day. And, you know, and so sometimes it's just things like that. And so finding out those goals and those options, then it's easy to design the solution around it. But lots of times people are just thinking that, oh, I should put money away for, you know, here because of this is what my neighbors do. But if your plan is totally different than your neighbors, that might not be the right place for you to be putting those funds. So again, that's why, you know, setting some time aside really to, you know, go over what you're looking at and, you know, making sure that you have that money for the rest of your life, that you know it's going to be there, that you know your plan's going to work, that you know you can do this and that, and you can have fun and enjoy life. And once you have that plan in place, then you know what to do. And sometimes it may not be so good, right? Sometimes maybe, oh, you might need to work a couple more years. Okay, well, at least now you know. So having that information, having that data is so critical. And the sooner you do it, the better. I mean, the biggest problem I have run into is trying to fix things that are too late. And it's a lot tougher. So if I have more time on somebody's side to fix things, it's way easier. So, you know, does this make sense to be using this? Again, it's kind of like I've used the analogy a lot before of tools. You can use a wrench or a saw to remove a bolt, and usually use a wrench. But if that bolt is, you know, rusted shut, sometimes the only way to get it off is that saw. And so if you're asking me, you know, what's the best wrench, and the situation happens to be that the bolt's rusted shut, I can give you all the best wrenches, but none of them will work. So again, yeah, we want to make sure it's right for your situation, and also like tax wise too, that it's right for the rest of your life. You know, and so, you know, one of the things too that people always ask about is, you know, how do I know that number? How much should I be spending? How do I know how much I need to live on? And so the easy math there is you take all your bank statements, add up all the withdrawals, and divide by 12. So you add up all the withdrawals, divide by 12, and that's how much you spent over the last 12 months. And it's the no BS real number. It may be surprising to you, but that is really what you spent. And so give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com, and you can book right there on wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. More to come.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We are so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm. That means they're going to put you first, and their focus will be on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so you can worry less in retirement. That is their goal for you. All right, Eric, I have another personal question to ask you today. Do you have a junk drawer anywhere in your house?
Well, I don't know if they're junk drawers, but my wife's partial to baskets.
Oh, baskets.
So there's a lot of junk in baskets.
Ooh,
which
but it looks
I try
so,
to throw away.
But it looks so pretty in a basket.
It looks better, but each time I get a chance to get rid of some of those, I'm very happy.
All right. Well, a lot of us do have those junk drawers. You know, I have one in the kitchen. It's actually holds my pot holders, right? But what happens is I clear off my island when we're having people over, and I've got mail and coupons and just all kinds of stuff that I just throw in there. And then it's just a mess, you know, and you have to get it back in order again so I can reach those pot holders. How many clients come into you thinking they have a plan, but all they really have is just a financial junk drawer that needs to be organized?
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of people, sometimes I've even jokingly said, I don't even need to see their resume or their LinkedIn profile because I can see it on their financial statements, you know, because it's all the history of all the places they've worked.
Yeah,
They've got 401k from here, from here, from here, from, you know. I think my record for one person was 11 different 401ks.
Whoa.
So
that's
yeah,
a lot.
That's a lot. And there's no way they are paying attention to the, you know, asset allocation and the mix of all those, because it's just too complicated. Because if you want to rebalance them, you'd have to go to all 11 websites to, you know, to do it and then see which funds have which options and which 401ks. And so, yeah, I find that happens a lot. You know, people leave old 401ks behind and it's kind of like little orphans running around or something, right? You know, please, sir, may I have some more right now? No, that's the sad part is people just forget about stuff. I mean, I literally had one client that she's like, oh my gosh, I just got called by my old company from a long, long time ago, and they had some lost mail issue, I guess, or something, but I've got $80,000 in an old retirement plan.
Oh,
so
my.
I'm like, well, that's great.
Ooh.
It's really bad that you didn't know you had those funds, but it's great that you found them. So there's definitely some people who have that junk drawer kind of planning, and that's lots of times why you need to sit down and have a plan, because I have a lot of people go, well, I think we have this much money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but they're not 100% sure. And lots of times, too, since most retirement, you know, the I in IRA is individual, you know, lots of times, especially for married couples, one spouse will know where their own stuff is and the other one knows where their stuff is, but they don't always know where everybody's stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes,
it makes it a little tougher, too.
True, true. So what would you say then is the very first step we would need to do to get organized so it's our plan is functional in retirement?
Yeah, often one of the first things we're doing is just, you know, rolling over all those old 401ks and some are crazy. I mean, the smaller the company, the more of a hassle I find, which is weird. But, you know, lots of times these big, huge companies, you just call up 10, 15 minutes on the phone or whatever and the money's transferred. If it's a small company, then lots of times they have to have their, you know, the paperwork signed. I mean, probably the toughest one I ever had was I had a client worked for a mortgage company back in 2008, and they went from, I think, 2,000 people to like 10 in like a week.
Whoa.
Or something crazy. And
yeah,
I mean, basically the company was going under and folding, and he luckily knew where this one lady lived because she was the plan administrator, but she was also terminated from the company. So But their retirement plan said your plan administrator had to sign off on it. And they hadn't got a new one yet. So a little crazy. So sometimes it's good to definitely get those moved because you never know what may happen to that company down the road. But also just every time you leave a retirement, leave a 401k or a company, even if it's 403b, 457, all the different ones out there, all of those you can roll to an IRA anytime, tax-free with no issue. So it's usually a phone call, sometimes some paperwork. Sometimes your spouse needs to have their signatures notarized, which is always weird because it's not their money. But, so whatever it takes. But once you've done it, hey, then it's easy because once it's in an IRA format, super easy to move around or change down the road. One of the things that we typically do during that time frame is also just do a risk review, because those old statements and those old 401ks, you may have not been paying attention to. You may not even have your login as much anymore. And so, if you look at all those assets and look at what risk level you're at, there's no right or wrong answer. But, if you're on the, if you like the kiddie roller coaster and you're on the one that, drops 40 stories and does a bunch of flips and dips and stuff, you want to know that before you're strapped in. And so, that's really one of the benefits of doing that is having that risk review done. And that's something we can offer for the listeners, too. If you want to know what your risk score is, you can actually go onto wealthcreatorradio.com now. And on wealthcreatorradio.com, there's a spot where you can get your risk score. But then if you send us your holdings, we'll actually tell you how that compares to what you actually have and what is that risk level. Because I find lots of times people have way more risk than they thought that they had. And the wrong time to find that out is when things crash, right? So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, you can either give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Now, if we've been working with someone, how important would it be to maybe get a second opinion as they're listening to what you have to say?
Well, probably taxes is one of the big one. I find most financial advisors have a big thing on their says that they don't do any tax advice. It's like, what? Hold it. You're talking to me about my capital gains, my IRAs, my 401k, everything is taxable. So that'd be one thing is maybe they're just not experienced. And to be honest, a lot of them are investment managers. They're not really actually full financial advisors. They're really just talking about, hey, here's your portfolio. And I mean, you hear the places like, don't invest and forget and all these other places that are, I hate annuities and you should too. And all these, all these things you see online, most of these are from people who only do investment advice. And so they're going to say, oh, well here, we're going to earn 0.5% or 1% better than your guy. Just move your money to us. They may or may not actually do that for one thing, but also what about everything else? I mean, one of the things that lots of times we're answering questions on is, should I refinance? Should I lease or buy a car? And how should I pay for my car? Those don't have anything to do with your IRA or your portfolio, but that does have a lot to do with your overall picture, right? So, that's one of the things that we're able to do here at Heckman Financial is really help people look at that whole thing and get that second opinion. And so if you're working with somebody, again, right now we're doing this with no cost, no fee. We're not charging our planning fee, so we're waiving that. If you want to sit down and talk with us either on the phone or, Zoom or whatever way is best for you, we can set up that time again. So all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
Stick around for the rest of Wealth Creator Radio.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plan, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text INCOME to 800-454-1184. Text the word INCOME to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I've got my monthly contributor here, Marilyn Brown Ross. Great to have you here.
Great to be here.
So we're going to talk about all things reverse mortgages. And reverse mortgage is a great way to get money out of your house without paying the taxes, without having to move, without having to give up all your friends, all the stuff that happens when you're moving, right? So, you know, tell us a little bit more about, like, you know, what's happening with the reverse mortgages.
Reverse mortgages are, well, the values in our area, of course, here in Silicon Valley are just skyrocketing. So that means there's so much more money available. There is the regular HECM, the home equity conversion mortgage.
Sounds like Heckman, but not quite.
Not quite. Yeah, that's right. The lending limit. When the appraisal is done, you get a portion of the lending limit up to that amount. Now, if your home is worth $1.5 million, $2 million, you're going to go to a jumbo loan. The appraised value, you get a portion of the appraised value. On the HECM that we're talking about, the 970-800, you get a portion of that. So even if your home appraises for $3 million and you're doing a HECM, you're only going to get a portion of 970-800 January 1st.
So, I mean, first of all, it'll be a happy new year for people, right? If they can get more.
Absolutely. And it depends on what your needs are. You know, some people that have $4 million homes, they don't want a whole bunch of money.
Right.
They can still do the HECM and get a portion of the 970. Or some want lots of money and or availability, not per se to take it out, but just to have it available. And that's what this is so great for. Your mortgage, the current mortgage has to be paid off. There can be no liens when we do this. So the reverse pays off if you have your mortgage, if you have a second, there has to be enough in there to pay those off. So then you have no payment, which is huge for a lot of people. I get many calls from they've lost the husband, lost the wife, the income is down, and they're struggling to make their mortgage payment. So this takes the payment away, and then you owe it at the end. Mm. Or you can pay. I mean, if you have
If you
want to, you can pay some. But it isn't like having that mortgage payment where if you don't make it, you're going to be in foreclosure.
Yeah. And again, you know, this is something that, you know, we should always point out because, well, a couple of things. One is it's age-based, right? So you have to be 62. And then, like you said, it's a percentage of that lending limit. So as you get older, you can get more out of it. And you don't really need a full-on credit check. You just have to be able to make sure you're paying your bills and such, right?
I mean, well, they do a credit report.
Right.
They run it, yes. But if there's, let's say you have some negatives on there, as long as we write a letter of explanation that makes sense, you know, okay, I was in the hospital, I missed this, or whatever the situation might be, then it's just a letter of explanation. So, and if the credit is really derogatory, I mean, that it's really bad, they do what they call a LISA, which is life expectancy set aside. They'll take your age to whatever that is, 90, 85, 90, I'm not exactly sure what that is, and they take the money out of the reverse and put it aside and make your property tax and insurance payments for you.
One thing we should talk about this holiday season is you're not giving away your house to the bank or anything like that, right? So you know, one big misconception, mainly because a couple of years in the 80s when they first came out, and they've outlawed that for a long time, but you know, there is no equity share, meaning you're not, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, and then, you know, I'll keep my equity line of credit because I don't want the bank to own my house if I do a reverse mortgage. And it's like, it's the same exact lien. There's no difference in the liens.
Well, but when it started, just like you said, in the 80s, the lender, whether it be the bank or a mortgage, used to go on your title. So they truly were your partner in the house. You went to sell that house, they got half of that house. And that's what was so bad. So people today, I still get that, oh my God, I want to leave the house to my children, which is exactly what happens. I mean, just like your current mortgage, if you passed, would get both of you passed, or if you're a loan, your mortgage gets paid off and your heirs get the rest. I mean, they have the property then to sell, do whatever with. Same with the reverse. Yep. The reverse gets paid off out of escrow and the heirs get the balance.
Yep. Yeah. Or if they want to keep the house, of course, they can keep it. In either case, if they have a regular mortgage or reverse mortgage, they just got to get a refinance and
That's
pay
right.
it off. But, you know, again, this is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial, and I'm talking with Marilyn Brown Ross of Open Mortgage and talking about reverse mortgages. So why don't you tell us also, you had a kind of a pretty big case there.
I'm just getting ready to, a foreclosure issue. There, the mother passed and left the home to her two daughters who were living on the property. And of course they were both over 62. And things, they didn't realize what was happening. So it was in foreclosure. So we're getting it out. They're doing a reverse, getting it out of foreclosure. We're working with the mortgage company, and they're going to be able to stay in the home the rest of their lives, which is huge, because if it went into foreclosure, they'd lose all that equity in that house.
Yeah.
So they're thrilled. And we were.
So this is a loan that the mom had?
The mom had, and they just weren't really thinking about it, you know. But anyway, it's going to be wonderful for them. In fact, we're getting ready to sign the final papers, and they'll be able to stay in the home till the last one is gone, and you can stay in the house till you're 150, as long as
if you can make it that long.
But there are three things you have to do in order to stay in that home, and that, or they can foreclose. That's pay your property tax, pay the insurance, and keep the home in decent repair. That's how they say it, decent repair.
Meaning it's not dangerous.
Exactly, meaning that there's no holes in the roof that are flooding the house, things like that. But so these two gals are going to get to stay in their home that they've lived in for years for the rest of their lives with no payment. So
yeah.
That's great.
No, I mean, that is wonderful. And then also with Prop 19, you know, if it's going from a parent to a child, they can usually keep that property
Absolutely.
Tax basis too. So not right. only are they keeping the house, keeping
the low property tax,
keeping what the lifestyle they've known and
right.
And, you know, all just because you're able to help them and figure out the right solution and stuff. And so, you know, obviously that's a little bit, you know, more of a dire situation if somebody's in
right.
foreclosure. But, you know, a lot of times it's also just people need money for either home health care, or they just want to have money to maybe help the kids today, or give gifts today versus
right.
wait until they're gone and then having the kids be happy.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, there's so many different things. And the nice part is you have a line of credit. If there's anything left after paying off the mortgage, a lot of people don't even have a mortgage. So they want to do this, so they've got this line of credit. I'm doing one right now where the line of credit's going to be $750,000. And they never have to touch it. So they're not going to owe. There's
very little amount.
Very little when they're gone, unless they use it. Because you don't start accruing interest on that until you use it. So 5 years from now, if something happens and they need $20,000 to whatever, paint the house, or do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's when that starts accruing interest. While it's in on a jumbo, while it's in the line of credit, there's actually a 1.5% growth rate on it. And we say growth rate, not interest, because if it was interest, it would be taxable. And nothing about a reverse mortgage is taxable.
Yeah. And so that's the other big thing, too, is lots of times, okay, maybe somebody's got a bunch of money that they could, you know, they could sell their Tesla stock, or they could sell Apple stock that's gone up and have huge tax hits.
That's right.
Or they could pay a little bit of interest and take money out tax-free out of their house. And then what happens when they pass away? Well, the magic of the step-up in basis, that tax goes away on the stock, so their heirs get those stocks tax-free. They never had to pay the tax. Their
right.
heirs never had to pay the tax. They get the house tax-free.
Right.
And so the only thing they have to pay is that little bit of mortgage interest. So a lot of times people say, oh, reverse mortgage. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. And then they don't do the math. They don't do the taxes. They don't have somebody they don't have a financial advisor really that's talking to them about, hey, instead of selling off these assets, why don't you just go get some money super cheap out of your house,
yeah.
not have a payment due. And then, of course, yeah, like you said, if they need a new car, need a home repair, I mean, especially with now, with people spending way too much time at home, right?
Yes.
You might as well have that house fixed up the way you want to have it fixed up. So, you know, what's the best way for, you know, people to find out more? I mean, you know, I know you've got a very consultative process and approach.
I do. Just give me a call and I will put together an analysis. I just need a little bit of information to start. Number is 408-722-0010. Again, it's 408-722-0010.
As always, there's a link at wealthcreatorradio.com. And if you have any more questions, you can get a hold of her also there. Thanks so much for being on, and we'll have you back next month.
Thanks for having me. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too. And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm where they will put you first, and their focus is on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so you can worry less in retirement. That's their goal for you. So we've come to the time in our show where Eric gives us a wealth success story. It's a great lesson. We can listen to an example of someone who had something good work out for the best. So what do you have for us, Eric?
Well, it's anytime you buy a stock or invest in anything, I shouldn't say stock, anytime you're investing in anything, there should be some critical questions you ask. Why this? That's always a good one. And when am I going to sell this under good and bad circumstances? And what I find is a lot of times people say, oh, I heard the stock's great, I'm going to buy this. And then they have no plan for it. And so I've got some clients that just thought Tesla sounded cool when it first went public and bought it way back when. They've made an insane amount of money on it. But we had some stop losses. I kept telling them, we need to have it protected as it goes up. And so a stop loss is something where you say if it hits a certain number, it'll trigger sale of so many shares. And so they were kind of annoyed with me because we sold some in January when it started dropping a little bit there. And then, of course, it dropped by 50% by March. And then it went insane. No reason for it to go where it went. So, you know, went up 1,000% returns or something, you know, just crazy numbers. It just kept going up and up, up this year. And so we sold a little bit there. And then, of course, tanked back down again a bunch. And, you know, so we took a lot of profits. And so, we, you know, if you look at it over time, we've averaged really good sales prices on a lot of those stocks. And this was a stock that they were just holding and holding and holding, didn't know what to do. But, you know, she's just about to retire. And now a lot of that cash is there, protected. They still have some invested. We didn't sell all of it and stuff. But, you know, we've made some really good money off of it at the higher points and protected it. And that's because we had a plan. Typically, the plan is selling it way after way it, you know, things have gone bad after they'd been good, right? And so that's the part we have to watch out for, is making sure that we have a plan ahead of time.
Right.
And so, you know, and so yeah, again, that's why we have that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's why we've created that, really just to, you know, first and foremost, you know. How am I going to do? Do I have enough money to retire? When can I retire? Is it going to last me for the rest of my life? So we go through all that, look at that income plan that you have, even if you don't know what it is, you've got a plan. So that's what we want to do for you. So give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or go online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Janine. On behalf of everyone here at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, wishing you a safe and happy holiday season.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.